So Kaleo, I know you grew up in Hawaii, and you've told me about a few of the key concepts that you think are really important for us to understand. And can you share with everybody else a little bit of what you've shared with me about these three concepts?
So for me, what's really, really, really important is aloha and lokahi and pono. And aloha is it's the breath, it's the love, it's generosity, it's kindness, it's the spirit of love, it's unconditional love. And unconditional love doesn't mean that it's everything's happy, and but unconditional love means just trying your best to understand and to create harmony, not only with yourself, with your heart, and with your soul. What does your soul, long for? But also with others, creating harmony, understanding with others, and with your ancestors, and with your guides, and with the divine, and understanding with the divine. So that's aloha. Aloha means that you're connected through the breath, which is love. And let's do this. You can just shake your hand, shake one hand, and you can work with someone next to you, or you can work, you can just do it on yourself, the right hand and the left hand, okay? So with Kristen, she's going to do this. And what normally when you shake someone's hand, you just go in like this and you press. Yeah, it's not about strength. It's the feminine. It's listening. It's not about the agenda, about doing. It's listening. So when I'm going to do this, when I shake my hand, I'm going to come in. And what she will feel is the energy between our palms. So we're listening to the energy between our palms. And now what I'm going to do is I'm going to press a little bit, and she'll feel the energy move into her wrist. And I'm starting to pump. What I'm pumping is her heartbeat. So by listening, you will feel the other person's heartbeat, and you synchronize. And so I'm just pumping, pumping, and it's going up into her shoulders. And then I just stop like this, and it glides down into her heart. And from here, just like this, palm to palm, she feels it in her womb. The womb. In Hawaiian, we call it the na'au. Here. And this is connected to the heart. The na'au. This is where we all come from. Every one of us comes from the womb. This is a place where a mother or a parent feels the deepest, deepest love, the deepest connection with her child. This is where a mother or a parent feels the fierce determination, endurance to protect that child. This is where you connect. You connect with yourself. This is where your truth is. You connect with the aina, with the land. And you connect with Keokua, the divine. It's the na'au, where you came from. This is where we connect. We know, we all know this place. We've all been there. The na'au. So that's where aloha comes from. And when you feel, yeah, you feel it. Mother, the mother knows. There's no love like that. And the lokahi, lokahi is understanding that we're all connected. We're all connected by this spiritual energy, the mana. We're all connected. When you did this with your partner, you felt it. There's a connection. It's not physical. It's spiritual. Lokahi means being aligned and being one with this, this, and this. The mind, the body, and the heart. But also being aligned with the guides, your ancestors. Are they smiling at you? Do they like the way you're living? Your ancestors and the divine. Being aligned with the truth of the divine. That's lokahi. From here, this is ancient. And then there's pono. Pono is honesty. Pono is also right alignment, making things right between you, between yourself, in yourself, with your heart. Making things right with your relationships. Making things right with the aina, with the land, with the mountains, with the oceans. Making things right with keokua, with God. Pono. But the thing about pono is you have to be honest. In other words, go into the dark and look. And admit and work from there. Ikapo meke ao, from the dark into the light. Ikapo meke ao. So you have to go into the darkness and admit, be honest. What's your part in this? Where are you at fault? And then you can work things out. That's pono. So when you say a phrase, yeah? When you pray, you don't just pray from here. You pray from here, deeper, deeper, deeper. You pray from here, where it all began, where we all came from.
So I said, Kaleo, you could just give the talk. And he said, oh, no, no, no. Thank you for sharing what you did. Greatly appreciated. Yeah, and the energy experience. Mm. Yeah, was that lovely for you with your partners? Yeah. Yeah, to recognize that it doesn't always have to be this pressing in, right? Pressing forward kind of energy that we live with in our world. But it can be this gentle, this loving, this feminine sort of aloha, this breath that we share. Yeah, very beautiful. So as Kaleo mentioned, pono is making right, a writing, aligning, right, with truth, with the divine, with what is true and correct and in right alignment. So that is the root of ho'oponopono, which we have been practicing for 4 weeks, and I trust we'll just keep on practicing and keep on deepening and growing as a community in this practice, because it really has taken hold of us, hasn't it? Many of you have told me about your experiences, and I too have been experiencing some really beautiful things through the practice. So just for those of you who are just joining our process here, what we're talking about is self-identity Ho'oponopono, sometimes abbreviated as S-I-T-H, self-identity through Ho'oponopono. It was actually created by Morna Simeona, who is a Hawaiian woman who's also a healer and a Lomi Lomi massage practitioner. And the traditional Ho'oponopono is the coming together in community or in family or with one other person even, and just kind of working things out by sharing your feelings and using these ideals of forgiveness and honesty and aloha pono and loka'i. And the self-identity one was developed because Morna noticed that the Western mind really needed some healing work, and that the modern life that we live really lends itself more to an individualized practice. And so she came up with self-identity Ho'oponopono, the four phrases that we've been using throughout our service today and the last few weeks are a simplified version of that practice. But it's really the key piece, a takeaway that we can use in this very practical way. So that's kind of a little bit of the background. The thing that's really important, I think, to know, there's a few items that are really important about this Ho'oponopono, and it is that the practice is a practice of release. And you know, on the spiritual journey, that's the key. If you, you know, tune into any of the mystics or the sages throughout the ages, they will tell you it's all about surrender. It's all about release. And in our culture, we often think it's all about adding more. And so we've got this sort of countercultural friction going, right? That we keep being taught, add more, get more educated, learn more, get more knowledge, do more, be more. And really the process of our spiritual journey is more about take away, take away, take away that which blocks the truth, that which blocks the divine inspiration. So Ho'oponopono, I think a reason why we are all sort of excited about it and really grabbing a hold of it is because it touches on that truism that all the mystics and sages through the ages and all the different cultures know, that it is about release, it is about surrender, it is about shedding that which doesn't work. And that's what this offers us. It's a way of saying, I'm letting go of that old program. And this is another beautiful thing. You don't need to know what it is. You don't have to spend hours with your therapist figuring out what that root is, right? You can just let it go. Let it go through the practice. Wherever you notice discord or disharmony, whenever you have a feeling arise within you that is about fear or anxiety or some kind of difficulty or friction, Ho'oponopono can help you release that program. Whenever you have a judgment about somebody in your world outside of you, know that the program that's causing you to react is inside of you. The problem is not out here. It's the program, and it's not to feel guilty about it. There's just some kind of old belief system, memory, program that you're acting from. And so as you do the practice and release that, you also release the program for the other person. Because the reason why we're having a reaction is because there is a mirroring effect of a program that we share. So this is another beautiful piece of the practice. As I mentioned, so in the aloha, the unconditional love, there are these different aspects of loving self, right? Loving the divine, loving one another. When we do the practice, we're speaking it to the divine in us. So the self-identity Ho'opono is about speaking this to the divine in us. Doesn't mean it also might not be about saying it to others or saying it to different aspects of our being, but it's really returning again and again to the divine, because when we get out of alignment, when we are not pono, and we want to get back to that aligned place, that pono place, this practice allows us to do so. And so it might be through the love, through the loving ourselves. It might be through more the piece about forgiveness, or it might be more about the piece of gratitude, or all of it put together. So you can decide what is working best for you. So as I mentioned, lots of people in the congregation have been sharing stories with me along the way. And you got to be careful when you share with me, because then I say, you want to share next Sunday? And that's what happened with Louise DeLue. And she said, sure. So thank you, Louise. Come on up and tell us a little bit about your experience.
Thank you.
Yeah, so tell everyone what you told me, Louise.
This is my second time around, so it's...
So you're a pro now.
I'm a pro. I learned Ho'oponopono a few years ago when Reverend David taught it, and I was using it, except it was in my head. And I'd say it all the time, but it was... it was coming from my head, and then when you introduced it, like, I really heard it. And then the next week when you had Julie up on stage, well, first when I meditated, I had tears going down my eyes, but I didn't know what they were from. They just were there. And then Julie gave her story, and it really touched me. And then I went home, and I was telling David about it. And the way I told him was, I started with, I'm sorry. It's going again. I was telling him about Julie. But I was doing the Ho'oponopono at the same time. And then I said, please forgive me. And all of a sudden it went to, I've had medical heart issues for almost 30 years. And it just went to my heart, like, please forgive me. And I just thought of all the not nice things I've done to myself over the years. And then I said, I love you. And that was just really, really hard, saying I love you to myself. And I've said it, God, like, for years, you know, but it just... I love you, you know? And then thank you. And it was just like, and for the first time, I was telling you too that I had, the last couple of years, I've gotten real stagnant in my spirituality, you know? And I've learned this and I've learned that. And I, you know, all the things you were talking about from the great masters and teachers. And, my spirituality just became the trees and the ocean and Half Dome, and but I didn't feel it, you know. I was, and all of a sudden with the Ho'oponopono, I just felt washed. I just, so thank you. I just felt washed, you know. I felt cleaned out, so.
And you're living it right in front of us. Thank you. Thank you for embodying the practice so beautifully.
Thank you. I love it.
Yeah. We love you. Thank you. So in Louise's sharing is aloha, right? Is that unconditional love. And that process of realigning, that that pono, getting pono, getting realigned. Thank you so much for sharing that. Because there's so much in your story, you know, about loving your body, you know, loving the places where maybe you haven't cared for your body, or anybody ever said a bad thing about their body, a critical thing about their body. Yeah, I hear a lot of women laughing, but men do it too, right? So it's that, you know, because this is our body temple, you know? It was designed and created with such magnificence to carry our spirits. And when we are kind and loving to this body temple, we are also kind and loving to the earth, because they cannot be separated, you know? So when we are cruel to the earth, we are cruel to our bodies. You know, it can't be separated. And so all of this, lokahi, that you have taught us or brought to our attention, Kaleho, about oneness, about interconnectedness. You know, we talk about oneness, and a lot of us like the concept of oneness, the idea of oneness. We especially like it when everything is happy and joyful, right? Yeah, it's like somebody once said, I love humanity, but I don't like people so much. It's kind of like that, right? So we love oneness when it's all happy clappy and we're in like joy songs. And then we don't love the oneness idea so much when somebody's doing something we don't approve of, or we don't, you know, we feel this, we don't like their opinions or we don't like their actions. But here's the thing about this practice. It's about including all of it and knowing that we have responsibility in all of it. And the beautiful thing is, we have an ability to heal all of it. I mean, that alone is so powerful to know, right? So last week we talked about all the mass shootings that have been going on, and just all of us are affected by that in all kinds of different ways, but in some very similar ways, right? And so it happens as a shared program. And so one of the key things about this practice is to recognize that I have 100% responsibility. If this comes into my awareness, I can clean this program because I'm a part of this program. You don't have to understand all the whys and so forth, but just to do the practice on the feelings that arise. So this last week, we experimented at our noon meditation with this coming together and practicing Ho'oponopono on the same topic, on this topic of mass shootings. And it has been an amazing process to be a part of that. And different people come in each day, usually a small group of us, and we've been listening, we've been singing along with the chant, and then all, you know, just focusing on that particular issue. And then sometimes sharing afterwards. And one of the things I shared was my heart felt really achy in different places while we were doing the chant. And somebody said, you know, I think there's a numbness, a desensitization, right? Because things keep happening in our world, and at some point we just sort of shut down. And maybe that's why we like to live from here up, right? Because we don't feel safe living down here in the now, in the heart. But we must, right? We're on a spiritual journey. We want to heal the world. We want to experience a spiritually awakened world that we affirm. And so to be a part of that healing process, we are not powerless. We are not helpless. In fact, we are absolutely, positively needed. The shifts that we want to see will not happen without us. Never mind the politicians and include the politicians. It doesn't matter. You know, it's just, it's we all have the walk and the ability to walk this walk and walk the talk and practice in this way. So that idea that maybe, you know, as we practice, some of the places where we've numbed out are going to come alive again, and it might ache a little bit. But know that that's a good sign that you're on the path. Right? We're on the path of healing. We're on the path of aloha. We're on the path of pono. We're on the path of lokai. Oneness and integrity, honesty, and love, unconditional love. So it's been so beautiful to practice this together, to hear from one another how things are going and what's happening. And I want to just talk about one other piece of the pono idea. Pono being right in alignment, honest, integrity. One of the things about this is we are practicing something that comes from the Native Hawaiian tradition. And so to be pono with using a practice that comes from the tradition is to give back to the culture from which it comes. So how do we do that? Well, one of the ways we've been doing that is through Mauna Kea. I see Liz who brought Mauna Kea to my attention. Thank you, Liz. Mauna Kea is a sacred mountain on the Big Island. And the Native Hawaiians have been protecting the mountain from a 30-meter telescope being constructed on it that would affect their fresh water supply. It would be on a place they consider sacred. There's some sacred burial sites and so on. There's many reasons. And we don't need to be involved really necessarily in the reasons or all of that, but what we could do is to give back to the culture by praying with them. So there are some prayers, the Mauna Kea, the 12 prayers that we passed out, Michelle Chikala found those for us, by the way, our youth ministry director. You can take one of those if you want and pray with folks at Mauna Kea. And here's just to give you a sample. There's 12 prayers. Here's a couple of them. And so I invite you to move into your heart or even down into the now and just to really feel the prayers as we pray them together. I pray that you teach those who do not yet understand you, you meaning Mauna Kea, the mountain. I pray that you show them how to live for something greater than themselves, how to kneel in reverence of sources they cannot see, how to honor space for the relationships they hold, and how to love you. I pray that you know how much you are loved. I pray that you hear all the voices coming from around the world, voices being carried by waves and winds to greet you, voices right now to honor you, to speak to and of your brilliance. And so it is. And like I said, those are two of the 12 prayers. If you want to join in that effort, that's a way that we can be pono and give back to the culture. Interestingly enough, the protectors of Mauna Kea asked everyone around the world to join with them in prayers today during this hour. Actually, it was specifically at noon, so we have been in that prayer this entire service. And another divine order serendipity experience that's been happening throughout this series. Last Sunday, a woman came in, and she was just flabbergasted at the end of service. She goes, how do you all know here about Ho'oponopono? How do you know about Mauna Kea? She lives in Hawaii. She's been there for a third of her life, she said, over 20 years. And she's a healer and also a Lomi Lomi practitioner, I believe. And she's one of the protectors at Mauna Kea. And so I spent some time with her this week. She wasn't able to be here with us in person to share with us because she was here because her mother was making her transition at the Kensington just down the street. And she was here for that reason. And she said she was in the process of Ho'oponopono with her family around that transition and had just come from the mountain and was just, what are these Walnut Creek people doing? How could this be? She was taking a walk and saw unity and then came on Sunday. So it was just all this series of just beautiful connections, you know? And she told me this one story about being there as one of the protectors at the mountain and what she witnessed. She said she has many aunties, many Hawaiian teachers, and Pua Case, who's one of the leading people for this effort for Mauna Kea to remain a sacred site, is one of the people that she had connected with. And anyway, she was telling me about this beautiful experience of aloha, where the elders, the native Hawaiian elders, are really the key protectors of this mountain, right? And kind of saying how this is going to go to the other folks. And the police that are coming to arrest people are Hawaiian. And so it's just heartbreaking, right? They have to do their job, but they don't want to arrest elders from their tradition. And so there's this, and so the Hawaiian people in their very typical hospitality aloha way say, come sit down, have some food, have some water. And they share with the police and then they say, we know this is hard for you. We witness how difficult this is for you. You have to put food on your family's table as well. And we're asking you to consider. You know, so there's just that kind of ho'oponopono going on, aloha going on all the time, lokahi, oneness. It is with this, moving from living up here to this and this, that Kaleo is really urging us to do, that we heal the world, that we heal our relationships, that we heal everything that needs to be healed. We can do it together. When we practice alone or together, there is power here. There is aloha here. There is pona here. Pono, there is lokahi. Oneness, integrity, and unconditional love. And so I'd like to invite Kaleo and Elise back up to share a little Aloha Qigong, the embodied prayer that you'll learn at 2 o'clock today. And if you learn the full prayer at 2, then you can make it a part of your practice with Ho'oponopono as well. Mm-hmm. Here, we can set this up for you.
So I really want to thank Reverend Kristen, because I can really feel her aloha and her sense of lokahi and also being pono. Thanks for mentioning Mauna Kea. Because like I said, for the Hawaiians, the aina, the land, the ocean, when they talk about the ocean, they feel the depth of the ocean. They feel it here. When they talk about the mountain, they feel the power of here. It's all here and here for the indigenous peoples, for the Hawaiians. And when you see how they keep taking more and more away from the Hawaiians, it feels like a baby being ripped out of the na'au, ripped out of the womb. That's what it feels like. It's not an abstract idea, the land. It's here. So, and one of my teachers was one of the elders that was arrested. And he texted me and he said, he used the same word that Kristen used. He said, it's heartbreaking. Our brothers are taking us away. So what we're going to, Kristen also said something about releasing, and it's true. It's about releasing, letting go, cleansing, so that you can bring in the new. You can move forward. And this is what Aloha Qigong is. What we're doing is we're cleansing meridians and vessels. So let's do this. Shake a hand. Yeah, shake one hand. When you're doing this, what you're doing is you're engaging all the meridians in this hand. Okay? And then when you stop, you feel the energy. There'll be an energy ball in your hand, in your palm, because the meridians are engaged. So what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to just bring your hand, your palm, and until you feel the energy from your lungs and your heart. Every organ has a different kind of energy. The lungs and the heart have their energy. In Chinese medicine, the lungs are about grief. Grief will attack the lungs, weaken the lungs. Anxiety will attack the heart. So what we want to do is we want to cleanse. And by cleansing, we're blessing. So I'd just like you to press and feel the energy. And you will feel the energy actually touching the organ of the heart and the lung. You will feel something touching your lungs. If you do this, you'll feel your lungs moving. So all we're going to do is grab that energy and just move it to the shoulder and down into the palm and give it to the aina, give it to the earth. And we'll do that again. So it's not physical. And we just move the energy out, you're cleansing. And now what we're going to do is we're going to gather the light, the sunlight coming in, we're going to gather the light, the breath, and we're going to bring it in and up and bless your heart and your lungs. Gathering the light and bringing it up. And you will feel this density, this texture. Entering, climbing, gliding, and settling in your heart and your lungs. And if you were out in the sunlight, you would be touching, you'd be holding the breath, the ha. So when we do the Aloha Qigong, we're going to be cleansing the meridians and the vessels of the body, the po'o, the va'ena, and the na'au. And we're going to gather the grace, the wisdom, and the love of the divine, and we're going to bring it in. And this is how we have aloha, lokahi, and pono. Okay? So this is an embodied prayer.
Can everybody stand up?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, please. I forgot about you guys. Sorry, yeah? Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I can feel how you guys have been to Hawaii, and a lot of you understand, you feel the love there, the love, the aloha. So.
You can also do this sitting down.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So what we'll do is, Al, we'll come up like this, and we'll gather, and the words are, E akua e kumu mai ola. O divine source of life.
O divine source of life.
Inspire me.
Inspire me.
And open this vessel.
Open this vessel.
Of creation.
Creation.
And energy.
And energy.
As I savor the fragrance of the Mother, Mother Earth.
As I savor the fragrance of Mother Earth.
Help me to release.
Release.
What harms me.
What harms me.
And guide me in loving myself.
Guide me in loving myself.
And others.
And others.
And fill me with the blessings of your light.
And the strength of Gaia.
As I cleanse.
As I cleanse.
And nourish.
And nourish.
Cleanse.
And nourish.
In your grace.
In your wisdom,
I'll make you aloha and your love.
I'll make you aloha
and
your love. Amama,
my prayer is said.
Uanoa,
I release it.
Mahalo ke aku, mahalo, aloha.